Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
RADA provides update on how recent heavy rains have been affecting farmers and post-recovery tips. Stay with us to hear more, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Stop the violence now.
Gang leaders and gangs have been taken down and many more are to be locked up. Operation Clean Sweep has been making the country safer for all Jamaicans. In 2016, we arrested 750 people for murder. We removed 700 illegal guns off the streets. We had a 58% clear up rate for major crimes. We repaired 110 motor vehicles. We trained over 400 persons in conflict resolution. 200 pre-owned cars are being acquired so that every station can get at least one vehicle. A new battalion of over 800 strong will be placed in Montego Bay by the Jamaica Defense Force. And we will train upward of 800 JCF recruits.
We are determined to take the fight to the criminals. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Representatives from the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, and the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, are jointly conducting damage assessment to determine the extent of damage to the agriculture sector due to 2 days of heavy rains on the weekend. Chief Executive Officer of RADA, Peter Thompson, says preliminary reports indicate damage to crops and loss of livestock in some farming communities.
The officers are now patrolling the farm areas and collecting information as it relates to damage that might have occurred as a result of the recent flood rains. We are getting reports that there are landslides in some areas, flooding and wilting as it relates to waterlogging of crops.
Some areas remain inaccessible to vehicular or pedestrian traffic.
It will take a little time, but we are trying to put whatever infrastructure or whatever needs to be done to accommodate the officers getting into those areas so that they can provide an update as to what has happened as a result of the bad weather that occurred over the last weekend.
Parishes affected include Portland, St. Thomas and Clarendon.
We are awaiting response from the field. All the parish managers across the island have been notified and a template was set up for them to collect information in a standard way.
Chief Executive Officer for RADA, Peter Thompson. As part of the recovery process, Mr. Thompson is encouraging farmers to cut back crops where possible and allow suckers to sprout, clear drains that allow excess water to run off to prevent waterlogging, make barriers to prevent further loss of soil, and move animals to higher ground. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When two dogs fight over bone, another dog run with it. Translation: while two dogs are fighting for a bone, another dog comes and takes it away. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging a people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running when me sooner next time.
A message from Statin.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, ardent contenders often lose the prize to someone else. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.